Okay, we're looking at a pasuk at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which we're going to read in Yud Shem on Shabbos. And the pasuk says, "Im ola karbano min habakar zochar tom yakriven ol pesach oel moed yakrivu oso lirtzono lifnei Hashem." And in the next pasuk, it says, "V'samach yado al rosh hola, v'nirtzalo lechaper ola." Now, notice in pasuk gimel, it says lifnei Hashem. Well, obviously, a person brings a korban lifnei Hashem. The Ramban is going to address not Pasuk Gimel Lifnei Hashem, at least not directly, but maybe indirectly, because in Pasuk Dalid, the Ramban wants to say, what is V'nirtza Lo L'chaper Olav? Says the Ramban, V'loshon V'nirtza Lo, who's Lo? Is it a Ritzui for the man who's bringing the Karbon? Or V'nirtza Lo, it should be Ritzui to him, with a capital H, Takadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, the Lashon Nirtze Lo Yachzor El Hashem, the name Hanichbad, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei Hanizkar, which is mentioned in the earlier pasuk. So the Ramban is hinting at some sort of Kabbalistic notion about the Shema Hanichbad, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the holiest of names.
Is he also suggesting why that pasuk uses Lifnei Hashem?
Yeah, I think he's answering the question, why the Torah has to say Lifnei Hashem? In front of whom is he bringing his karmon? The answer is that the Ratzon, the Ritzia karmon, is Lifnei Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shema Nichbad. She is Ratzalo b'karmon hazel l'chaper olav, and because of the Ritzia to Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's kapar. Meaning, there are many other names of God, some of them indicate the mit of din. Yud Kei Vav Kei expresses the mit of sarach. I mean, the kapara possibility that man could bring a karbon and be miskaperlo, that surely connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yud Kei Vav Kei, as the midah of Rachamim, and that's why the Lifnei Hashem is emphasized here. Now, what else do we learn from this pasuk of Yakriv Oso Lirtzono? And we're going to soon see that a karbon, in order to be chal, in order to be mechaper, has to be brought lirtzono, meaning a person has the will to bring the karbon. It's got to be your desire to bring the karbon. But there's a fascinating brisa, which is brought down in a few places in Shas. I know it from Kiddushin, but here we'll quote it from Erechin. Tana Rabbanan, please move this out of the way. Yakriv Oso Melamed Shekofin Oso. Wow. The pasuk is teaching me, says the brisa, Shekofin Oso. We have to see where the brisa saw in the words. Correct. Vaksiv Lirtzono. How can you tell me that Yakriv Oso means even against his will? The Torah itself goes out of its way to point out that it has to be Lirtzono. Okay, Tzad. How do I reconcile Kofin Oso with Lirtzono? Kofin Oso at Shiyoma Rotzai. You beat him up until he says, Yo, Rotzai. Very strange halacha. But the Torah Tmima wants to figure out how the Gemara understood, how the Brice understood from this pasuk, Yakriv Oso, that it means even against his will, even if we have to beat him up. And if you skip, fast forward a little to the end of the Torah Tmima there in the Ha'aras, he says, L'chor einam uvur minolei le'gemara lefarsh Yakriv Oso bal karcho v'dilma. So he says, "V'yesh lomar mishum dim kein ha'isa kavanas hakos v'avalei lichto behepech lirtzono yakriv oso." The chain derech hakos of lichto dover ikar libetchi. If the Torah's emphasis on the fact that you need ratzon under all circumstances, and that's an absolute precondition, then it should have said lirtzono yakriv oso, because the main purpose and the emphasis that the Torah wants to teach us is lirtzono. But since it says yakriv oso, so we read it as Yakriv Oso, whether he likes it or not, he has to be Makrivit. But then at the same time, it's got to be Lirtzono. So how do we reconcile the two? Kofin Oso Achi Yomer, Rotzon. Now, let's take a look at the first.
It's a little bit problematic because it's not a right, it's not Lirtzono for the carbon, it's right tiny because I don't want to get burned.
Right, exactly.
So it's not really a Lishma.
Excellent. The famous Rambam. Wonderful. This tonight, what I wanted, even though I started preparing this on the Ramban, but then I got sidetracked onto the Rambam. The Torah Tmima quotes the Rambam in the first half that we skipped. He says, "Habirhu." What is the underlying meaning of Kofino Soad Shioma Rotsani? How does that work? It sounds like, you know, you're pulling the wool over our eyes. What's the mechanics of it? He says, Ki be'emes kol ish mi Yisrael rotze be'pnimius nafsho. Every Jew in his inner self, his deep will, wants, desires, l'kayim mitzvah ha-Torah, el she-yitzro, mis-gabrol of l'noam mi-ha-mitzvah. Misibas yetzar kesef, one or the other, one of the different ploys of the Yetzahara coming from the outside, sort of prevents you from living up and implementing your true will, which is b'pnimius nafsho l'kayim ritzon Hashem. And therefore, l'chein kofeno so, we beat him up, and somehow we subjugate the Yetzahara, and she galah daito, and now he'll reveal what his true das is, shetamun b'pnimius nafsho, which is really inherent in the depths of his soul. So all this is based on the Rambam, says the Torah Tmimah, the Ayin b'Rambam sofer beiz migerish b'inyan zeh. And that's this famous Rambam, Misha din no saint shekofeno soligarish es ishto. In a case where the mitzvah is to be megarish your wife, the lo rotzo legarish, and he refuses to do so. Now, by the way, this could be on different sides of the coin. It might be because he's not allowed to remain married to this woman, let's say if she had a relationship with another man, or alternatively it might be because she has demands against the husband and claims against him, and he's not living up to his responsibility, and therefore he has to divorce his wife. But the bottom line is, no matter whether it's her fault or his fault, he's got to divorce his wife al pi din, and he's unwilling to do so. I think in the fancy English they call it recalcitrant. Did I pronounce that right? Anyway, he's a husband that refuses. What do you say?
We'll go to Landers, don't worry.
Yeah, okay. So the answer is, says the Rambam, that Bezdin shall Yisrael b'chol makom u'b'chol zman makin oso at shiyomer rotzani v'yichtov aget. The who get kosher, and the get is valid, which means she's no longer an Eishes Ish. We accomplished that goal. And the Rambam now, I put in a little smaller print, he's going to ask the question, how could that be possible? He says, Misha Tokfo Yitzro, Hara, Levatel Mitzvah, Lasos Havera, Vehuka, Adsha Osa Dover Shachayv Lasoso, O Adsha Nisrachek Mi Dover Shaosu Lasoso, Ainze Ones Mimenu. Right, there are two categories that are antithetical, they're opposites. One is called Ones, and the other is called Ratzon. He says, you might think that by beating him up, that's called Ones. Oh, that's even better. I didn't know we had water. He says, but no, this is not called Ones. Because what are we doing now? We're being marchikim from an Isur. And that's not called an Ones. He says, as a result of the fact that he's tempted to do an Aver, he says, Eino rotzel agash me'achash rotzel lios mi'Yisrael. Nevertheless, even though he's yelling and screaming, I don't want to divorce my wife, but he does want to be a Jew. Again, what happens if he's an apostate? That's something else. But if he's a Jew, rotzel hu lasos kol ha-mitzvos. He truly wants to do all the mitzvahs. U'lisrachek min averos, and steer very, very far away from the Averis, that's his true Ratzon.
The external is bringing him down.
It's preventing him, right. But it's not, it's a layer on the outside. It's not his true self.
The Nefesh is saying, right, Tani, but the Guf that's saying, I don't.
Exactly. The Guf is preventing the Nefesh from expressing its will. Okay, that's it. He has a Chassidish in Neshama. Yeah. I don't think so.
So we can go to...
Right. That's what he says. The Rambam says what we need to do is be marchikim in averos because yitzro shetokfo. But v'kevan shehuka, says the Rambam, ad shetosh hash yitzro, the haka, when we beat him up, weakens his yetzer. It's very interesting that beating up the body, you know, the goof, that's what's going to free him of the shackles of the yetzer. And now when he says, he declares rotzani, what is that? That's his real true desire. He really wants to give the get. Now, if you recall, at the beginning we asked the question of Rabban's Kasha, why does it ask if they have without potatoes or if all right. Where was the Kasha of the Ramban? You remember the Ramban that we started with? It was a Kasha on Lifnei Hashem. On the top of your page, you see where it says Lifnei Hashem? So Ramban was bothered. Why did the Torah have to say that you bring the karbon Lifnei Hashem? So I want you to fast forward to the second page, the second side of your page, and on the bottom right side, you see the Ksav Sofer? He says, Ayin Ramban Shedigdek Bahad Yomer Lifnei Hashem Pshitushu Lifnei Hashem. The Ramban is going to look for all sorts of justifications. Why did the Torah have to say Lifnei Hashem? He's bringing a carbon. Why, he's not Lifnei Hashem? And the Ramban's answer is more Kabbalistic, based on the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas HaRachamim. The Nir Ali says the Ksav Sofer, that was the son of the Ksav Sofer. The Hine Amru Chazal, he quotes the Gemara in Erechin, Yakriv Oso. That from the fact that the Torah says Yakriv Oso, Kama Lirtzono, you view the Yakriv Oso as an independent unit, which means that if he doesn't want to give the get, or for that matter, if he doesn't want to bring the carbon kofen Oso, Achiyom Rotzani, Umazbir Rambam, you see what ripple effect this Rambam had throughout the history, that now the Ksav Sofer is going to use this Rambam to answer up a Kasha the Ramban on Pshuto Shel Mikra. Does anybody want to guess what the Ksav Sofer is going to say based on this Rambam? How is he going to justify Lifnei Hashem? Right, the Lifnei Hashem is going to describe his state of being when it's Yaakov. So when we compel him to give the get, whether he likes it or not, but he's Lifnei Hashem. That's his status. That's his true nefesh. He says, "Masbir Rambam, Sofer beis mi geretz chol ish miYisrael livavo l'Hashem." Do you see those two words? His heart is towards God. Nakayetzahar mesito. You know what mesis means?
Like kill you.
No, Mesis is a Mesis is someone who entices you to worship Avodah Zarah. So he's barring that word Mesis.
Smelling is different.
Yeah, he's saying that the Eitz Ahar is a Mesis, right? The Nachash is the classical case of a Mesis in Chazal. That's the Rambam, the way the Ksav Sofer reformulates the Rambam, summarizes the Rambam. He says, "V'hine li'enei b'nei adam nireh." How does it look on the outside to the spectators when they observe the person yelling, "I don't want to give the get," but they beat him up until he says "Rotzani"? What do they think? They think it's Baal Karcho, correct? They think it's not his will. Aval Hashem, but God, Hayodea Machshavos, only the Almighty knows what's in a person's heart, what his true, genuine feelings and thoughts are. Yodea Kihu, in Yachufo, Shuvye Libo Imo, V'yaser Itzono. God knows that as a result of this kfiyah, his true will, his inherent and genuine desire is to be doing his ritzon. V'zeu shamar akosav. That's why the Torah says Lifnei Hashem. In other words, it's not Lifnei b'nei adam, because to us as observers, we think he's not interested in bringing this carbon or divorcing his wife. We think it's all against his will. Aval lifnei Hashem, but in front of Almighty God, who sees his true ratzon, is ritzonohu. It's really his ratzon. So that's a fascinating answer to the Ramban's question of lifnei Hashem, that only God knows, based on the Ramban.
What if the guy doesn't want to be a Jew, like a good Jew?
Yeah, so that's going to be a whole different sugya of somebody who we call him an apostate. He decides to jump ship and try to convert to another religion. And even though that conversion halakhically is not valid, but yet it does put him in a separate state called a mumar, and he's a mishumad, and he's did terrible things. And then the question is how to get a divorce from him for his wife. It's a very sad, complicated parasha. Now I want to point out to you that not only is this Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin being used to answer up the Ramban's Kash in Chumash here at the beginning of Vayikra, but also it's going to open up a whole discussion amongst the Mefarshim. Where does this essence of a Jew come from? How did it fly in? You know, a Jew wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's his inner true desire. And the one who addresses this is the Sfasemis, the Ger Rebbe. And he goes back to whom? To Avram Avinu. It all starts, the story starts with Avram Avinu. Then it's going to be passed on to Yitzchak, and then to Yaakov, and finally to Bnei Yisrael. He says, "Aval im Avram Avinu ol vashom karas Hashem Yisbarach bris v'higbia oso v'zaro achrov lios b'madrega gedola yosu mikol umos ovdei avodah zarah." What does it mean, v'higbia oso? Yeah, he. It's an act of spiritual ascent. When a person goes up, he lifts up Avram Avinu and all his generations after, in comparison to the nations that worship alien gods. V'nimtza, therefore, kol misha ba mizaro, anyone who comes from the Zera of Avram through this chain, is vada yochel esagel mitzos umaisim tovim harbe, he can implement the true desire of his nefesh and do as many mitzvahs and maisim tovim ad sheyalav imadrega mimenu, and he goes on to a higher level. Now, interesting, the Sfasemis says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu refuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's offer, if you remember after the Chet Egel a few parashios ago? Omar HaKadosh Baruch, Hanichali Ve'escha Oscha L'Goy Gadol. Let's start the Jewish people with you. And Moshe Rabbeinu refuses the offer. Thanks, but no thanks. Why? What did he say? Correct. He says, Zachar, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, Shakol Bolo B'Koch Amos. Whatever he has comes from the Amos. If you're going to cut off the Amos and start a new nation with Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's worthless. We live because of the spiritual legacy, almost the spiritual DNA that we inherited from the Avos.
You have the guarantee from Hashem.
Don't hit anybody there.
You have the guarantee from Hashem that you will be extremely powerful. So why cares if you don't have the Avos?
You might be powerful, but you might not be able to inject into Klal Yisrael that power because you're now cut off from the Avos. He says the following. Vaklal shitzar kol Yisrael leida. Every Jew has to know this klal. Rabosa, are you listening? Every Jew has to know it. That what? Leida kizeh koach. This power, sheyesh b'chol ish Yisrael. Where do we have that power from? Where does the Jew get his capability from? Bikach avos increases briso yisparach im avos. That's where he gets his capacity. However, there's also another element, and that is Yigiyas HaAdam. Man has to work and face the challenges. But that power of Yigiyas HaAdam, that which man creates for himself, Eino Nechshav L'Klum Kineged Zakoach. if you would compare and contrast the koach that a man has from himself, his inward koach because of his yegiah, to the koach that he inherits from the avos, the Sfasemis presents the thesis that the koach that a person develops in his own yegiah doesn't shine a candle to the koach that he inherits from his avos. But look at the next line in the Sfasemis. Isn't he backtracking? Isn't he contradicting himself? He says, "Af, even though I admit," he says, "ki ikar, what's primary in man's life, who yegiyas ha'adam." How do you reconcile these two statements? In one breath, he says that the koach is really the koach that he inherits from the avos, but then he says the ikar is yegiyas ha'adam.
The ikar of implementing this avos is through what a person does.
He's saying like this, the ability to achieve these goals, the capability comes from the avos. But the responsibility, I would differentiate between capability and responsibility. The capability comes from the avos. But the responsibility to implement that capacity and that potential is incumbent upon each individual. So the ikar is yegiyas ha'adam, but the ability to achieve through your yegiyah comes from the avos. Va'emes ki kol ha'yegiyah lavo liels bocher b'darche avoseinu. His yegiyah gives him the ability to choose the derech, the way of his forefathers. Va'yedei zeh lavo ha'koach hazeh, to tap into this tremendous source of energy. And that's what it means when Chazal say that a person should say Masa Yagia Maisa Lamaisa Avosa, meaning when will my actions reflect the energy powers that I derive, that I pull in from the avos. And therefore when we say Magen Avram, We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect the Avram that's within each and every one of us. That Pintel Yid, so to speak, that Nekuda in the Jew that really reflects his capacity to be like Avram Avinu and to always desire to do the Ratzon of Hashem. I want to show you another few lines in the Sfasemis elsewhere, but I think it's all the same. The Sfas Emes says, "V'chein tzarch lios ish Yisrael, simchelik Hashem imo, ani Hashem lo shinis v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo kilis empirish, sheyesh b'em chelik elokus, she'eno makabel shinui." That the Jew has within him a divine soul that never gets marred or never gets abrogated. It's always there without any shinui. Even if he sins, nevertheless, basically what it means is you're cleaning off something, some filth that's on the body. It's not a scar, correct? I want you to take a look now at the Chidushei Arim, also from the Gera dynasty, which is on the bottom of your page 2. On the Pasuk Anochi Magen Lecha, again we're talking about Magen Avram, he says, Pirush, Zehu ha-hagana shehishrish b'chol lev Yisrael nitzotz Yehudis pnimi. God allows every Jew to be protected, the root and the source of his emotion and his motivation, which is called the lev, has within it this nitzotz, this spark, shelo yuchal la'avidzos, so that God guarantees that you'll never be able to lose it. That nitzotz is already always there. That holds the key to tshuva. The afsha of our elef averos, even if he violated 1,000 averos, don't give up hope, don't despair, because mikomakom nitzotz hagana, there's a protected nitzotz, a spark within it, shahorish lanu Avram, which we inherited from Father Abraham. It's a dayin tomun b'toch omek libo. It's hidden, but it's there. It's in the depths of his heart. And this is the meaning of the bracha that we recite at the opening of the Shmon Esrei 3 times a day. Baruch atah Hashem, Magen Avram. You protect that part within us that we inherited from Avram, that allows us to do tshuva, because we have this pnimius, this inner part of our nefesh that never can get destroyed. No matter how many chaton we do, it's a desire to do the ratzon of Hashem. How did he prove it? That he says that that's what the pshat is, that when Avram, when there was a krisas bris with Avram, and Avram was told that your zera, your offspring, would be this great nation, and they would inherit the land, and then Hashem promises that I will protect Avram, Magid Avram, that's referring to this nitzotz, this potential, this pure neshama that's deep within man, within the Jew. Now, I want to show you something that's really interesting. On the bottom of your page 1, I hope we'll be able to get back to the Sfasemes, if time allows. The Sfasemes also... I'm sorry, get back to the Meshech Chochma, I meant to say. We did the Sfasemes. But the Meshech Chochma also builds a lot on this Rambam and Gerish. It's amazing how this Rambam had such an impact. But I wanted to show you first something fascinating. There's a very famous Medrash in the Yalkut, you all know it, that at the time that Bnei Yisrael received the Torah, the nations of the world were jealous. And they had a claim in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, why did the Jewish people get to be closer to you, God, than us?
Doesn't it contradict the Midrash that says that Yisroel went them before my...
Excellent. Okay, you're a step ahead of me. Is Sosam PM HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yomer Lehem? And what did God say to reject their argument?
We offered it.
Heviuli, say, he should have said we offered it, but instead this Medrash has Heviuli Sefer Yuchsin Shalachem. Do you have a Sefer Yuchsin? Shenema, this is the Pasuk Havel Hashem Mishpachos Amim Kishem Shebonai Mivim, just like my people of Israel bring me a Sefer Yuchsin. This is at the very beginning of Bamidbar. It says Vayisialdu Al Mishpachosam. And that's the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, which is where the Torah is given. Therefore, Sosam PM shall ov de avodah zarah. Doesn't this contradict the very famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which you'll see on page 2? On the Pasuk Vizarach Miseir Lomo. Ribbono Shel Olam, klum nasatem lanu v'lo kiblanuha. You know, they come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the famous Agadat in Avodah Zarah about the non-Jews who come and claim that. So, well, you never offered it to us. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean you never offered us?" Vayomer Hashem misinai bo v'zarach misir lomo. What does it mean? Omer Rabbi Yochanan melamed shechzira Kodesh Baruch Hu kol uma v'uma v'lo kolosh v'lo kiblua. Now, is it really true that Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah? That also is complicated, because if you drop down a few lines, the Gemara tells us that the Umos Olam say Klum Kafisa Leinu Harki Gigas Velo Kibnua. You're right, we didn't accept the Torah, but you didn't force us to accept the Torah. Kamosha Sisal Yisrael Dixiva Yisyatzvu B'Tachta Sahar Omer Avdimi Barchama Malami Chikofa Kodesh Baruch Aleim Es Harki Gigas. So there's this whole give and take here in which the Umos HaOlam are basically claiming that the Jews accepted the Torah out of fear. They were forced to accept the Torah. They didn't have a choice in the matter. So great, they accepted the Torah. We also would have accepted the Torah had we had a choice. And how does that all jive with the Medrash and Yalkut Shimoni at the beginning of Bamidbar, which says that the reason why the Goyim rise up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Taina, and they say, well, why did you choose the nation of Israel? Why not us? And God answers them, bring me a Sefer Yuchsin. The Jewish people brought Yuchsin. You know what Yuchsin are? Do you know what the word pedigree means? You know, there are people who have animals that claim are pedigrees, you know. Or people who claim I have Yichus, you know. When it comes to Torah, you don't need Yichus. I mean, the Gemara points out that Michote Veitzecha Choveh Meimecha means that it doesn't matter whether you're a wood carver or a water carrier. I mean, we don't care about Yichus. This whole Medrash makes no sense. But there's a famous Hasidic Sefer called the Yismach Moshe, which you'll see on the bottom of your page 2. And he says that I have an answer to the argument of the Umos HaOlam. Because the Chor is very difficult. They claim and they say, well, Kof Aleim Harki Gigas. So wait a minute, what do you mean kaf aleihem hakigigas? He says we have a principle that ones kemandalo aviv. So how could we claim that we, the Jewish people, accepted the Torah if it was done by ones? But Bosai, what do you think the answer to the question that we're asking is going to be in the light of everything we discussed tonight? Hey, how could you say that we were Makabal Torah? Kafalim Harkigigas? It was an honest. What?
You Kafalim Kalaritani.
Exactly. The Rama of that Kofanel Sachiyoma Rotsani. Meaning what? He says in the Karbon we have the same halacha. It says Yakriv Oso Lirtsono. And yet the Gemara says, Yakriv Osa Fil Bakarcho, Kaketzai, Kofano Sachiyom Rotzani. So how can you call that Rotzon? It's Ones. So Kofalim Hakigigas can't be Rotzon. V'yadua Mashakosav HaRambam. Again, we see the impact of this Rambam. It's unbelievable. Quoted in source after source throughout the generations. Just give you 1 minute. That the Rambam says that really what's Munach inherently in the Jew, in his natural state, is to listen to Hashem, to fulfill his Ratzon. That's what man wants to do. That's what the Jew wants to do. If not for the fact that the Yetzer Hara prevents him from doing so. And therefore, there's no question at all. The Umas Holim have no taina. The Jewish people actually accepted the Torah willingly. Because even though there was a need to bring about a kfiya, kaf aleihem hakigigas, that was only to bring out their true Ratzon. Says the Yisvach Moshe, that's exactly what Chazal mean in the Alkut, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring me a shtar yuchsin. You're going to claim, well, you know, you could have forced us. Well, if Hashem would have forced the guy, then there would be no Ratzon. That would not be Kabbalah Satorah. For a Jew to be forced, Hashem Rotzani, is then we can make it into Ratzon, because the Jew has a shtar yuchsin. The guy has no shtar yuchsin. What does it mean, a shtar yuchsin? He inherits, as we said before, the legacy of the Avos. And the legacy of the Avos is that we, every Jew, insofar as he has inherited that legacy, he has within him that true desire and will to fulfill Hashem's Ratzon. And therefore, his onus is really Ratzon, because the onus is just an external method that allows his true self and his true desire to come to the fore. Therefore, onus is Kiratzon. B'nai Yisrael accepted the Torah, and that's why they're going to get the Torah. But you, the non-Jews, you don't have a Sefer Yuchsin. Again, we're not judging anybody. We're just saying that the God chose this nation. Why did He chose this nation? Because this nation had a true Kabbalah Satorah Miratzon, says the Yismach Moshe, based on the halach of the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin.
But why is it that there wouldn't have been a Reitzani from the Gayim as well?
Because Rotzani doesn't really express a true desire if you're a Gashmi, if you're a goof. It only expresses your true desire when you yell at Rotzani when they're beating you, if it's the Rotza of your Nefesh that was never abrogated, that was never undermined. And that's only true for the Jewish Nefesh, which he inherited, as we discussed over and over again, in the name of all the Mefarshim that we quoted from the Avos. That's the Shtar Yuchsin. Are you following me, Nochum?
Just so difficult to understand.
Just that we have 2 more minutes, so maybe I'll just speak to Rebbe after the fifth Shia, whichever Rebbe. I want to show you that the Gera Rebbe, called the Pnei Menachem, he was the next to the last Gera Rebbe, gave a drasha the day before he passed on, and it became a very famous drasha. If you turn your page 2 a little bit on the side, you'll see that he spoke about the parsha of Sota. The Gemara in Sota really describes in great detail what the Kohen has to do at the moment of Hashkas HaSota in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, HaKohen Ocheiz Bibgadeha V'Korat Shigales Liba. Said the Rebbe, this is a symbolic message about the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. He says that we have to be Melamed Zchus Al Klal Yisrael. Shekasher Korsa Takola the ira michshol, when a person, in this case a woman, had a michshol, tafkido shel kohen, what's the job, the responsibility of the kohen? Lahaser es hamalbushim ha'elyonim hamaluchlochim. Man sins only because of externalities. His sin is nothing more than a reflection of clothing that have become soiled. And the Kohen has to remove those begadim, those levushim, until he exposes the lave. Of course, what does the lave symbolize? The true inner desire of the Jew. Shall Yehudi becholzos, despite all his sins, nishar tohar v'noki below revev. Cheto shall ben Yisrael olif goa ulam rak b'shchavos b'shichvas halavushim achitzonim. The pegi of chet is only on the externalities. So if the Rebbe gets angry at the Talmud because he didn't come to Seder, or he didn't come to Shir, or he didn't come to davening, which is even worse, right? Or he didn't come to Daf Yomi, I don't know what. So really, he shouldn't think that this Talmud is chas v'sholom evil. He may be wearing begadim luchlachim because of his chepa b'pnimius nishar tamid b'taros ha'kdosha. Whether that justifies giving him an A in the course, I don't know. But okay, we won't get into that. But I just want to show you the same idea, and my Rebbe also, Rav Salvation, used to always give us this idea for Parshas Tzaras. The pasuk says, look at the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on the bottom right. Adam ki yeh ba'ar b'saro, se'esol topachas. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, v'yomro ki yeh ba'ar b'saro. It's only on the skin, it's only skin deep. Modiah HaKosav, what is the Torah trying to convey? She'ein tumas saras b'ish ha'yisraeli el ba'ar b'saro. V'lo b'fnim, it doesn't go into his basar. Ki ha'umos, the other nations, v'b'chinas nafsham atzma hi b'chinas tzaras. The other nations of the world, sometimes it's really tzaras that's in duch and duch, it's in the basar. But b'nefesh Yisrael b'pogobam, when they come in contact with contamination, l'tzarachet, that's only a maret tzaras bi'ora basar, dafka bi'oro v'lo b'psoro v'kolshkein lo b'pnimiyuso. He says that the Jew is only affected by this contamination on the outside, not on the inside. Okay, that's the neshama tahora and asata bi. So Arya asks a very good question. You heard his question? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he slugs up the whole pshat that I said. I said a pshat, but he asked the following question. He says that the Gemara says that even though Kofalim Harki Gigis, nevertheless they came back and there was a Modar Rabalo Raisa, but they Hadar Kiblu Bibeach Hashverish. Kibu Bikibu. So he says, what do you need that for? If you're saying that the Rambam applies, that Ones is really Ratzon, based on the Sugya in Erechim, that they really, really want it. So Kofalim Harki Gigis, but their inner Ratzon, says the Rambam, in order to explain the Gemara in Erechim of Karma, because the Torah requires Ratzona, is that they really wanted to accept the Torah. So why is there a Modar Raisa and Hadar Kiblu? So it seems to me that maybe there are two different levels of Ratzon. There's a halachic Ratzon, which is legal and it's acceptable, but there's a different level of Ratzon in which a person indicates his true burning desire to do something. In other words, I can tell you do a mitzvah, and I can even force you to do a mitzvah, and you'll get schar for the mitzvah, you yotzei dechavasa. But obviously we want the mitzvah to be totally one with your Ratzon, with your desire, with your personality, with your life. That's what I think. But the kasha he's asking is better than my terz, because the Gemara says mikan modar rabal or rice. It's not really a modar then. A modar means when the mechir is bottle of avuto. So that's he says.
I heard that Rabbi this morning gave shir on Nachal Sviya by Karman Pesach.
On what?
By Nachal Sviya by the Karman Pesach. Did we give shir on that this morning?
I didn't have that phrase before Karman Pesach.
Nechal Sviya.
Oh, yeah. Achila Sova, right.
Achila Sova, yeah.
Right.
So actually, I gave kibur on that recently.
You're kidding for
some of the guys. Wow. Which Marma Kamas did the Rebbe use?
Well, I based a lot on a brisker rov.
The brisker rov quotes from Chaim is different between Achilles Kachim, Achilles Bailam, and Achilles Kohanim.
No. I based on a brisker rov. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we're talking about the same brisker rov.
Yeah.
Brisker rov and Bechoros?
The brisker rov and Bechoros, yeah. I think it quotes from Chaim, no?
It's
from Chaim Stenzel. I'm sorry, it's also from Chaim Stenzel.
Oh, I didn't know that. I only know it from there. I didn't see that he quoted Reb Chaim. But he wanted to say basically that the din of Lemoshka doesn't apply to Karban Pesach insofar as it's Kachim Kalim,
right,
and there's no Chovas Achilim, but he says it's a Chovas Achilim, he didn't Karban Pesach.
Right.
And that reinstitutes Lemoshka, and therefore it's Nechal Asova.
Right.
It's a beautiful brisker rov.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you really don't understand what Rashi and the Rashbam are saying, and it's Rashi's and Rashbam's all over the place. They invoke the principle of Lemoshka in order to explain why we need Nechal Asova.
What did Rebbe do? Rebbe did it in the Rashi and the Rashbam. So I was doing it in the Rambam.
Oh, I didn't see the Rambam.
I
was only working with this question about why there's a din of Nechal Asova. So there's Machlok Shin Rashi and Tosfos.
Right.
Rashi and also the Rashbam is like the Rashi. They both quote this Gemara and Chulin of Lemoshka Ligdula.
Yeah.
And they apply to all Karbonis, including Karban Pesach.
Right.
And Tosfos is totally oblivious to that. He quotes the Riva in the name of Yishalmi.
Right.
That it's because of Shmir Zetz.
Right.
So why doesn't Lemoshka Ligdula apply in the case of Karban Pesach? That's the lead into this risk of Rav, because it's not kachim, but yet Rashi and the Rashbam, says the brisker rov, they will argue that Lemoshka does apply by virtue of the Chovas Gavra to eat the Karban Pesach, which makes kachim kalim equal to kachim.
Kachim
is Lemoshka Ligdula because of the Chovas Achila,
right,
but in kachim kalim there's no Chovas Achila. But in Pesach, even though it's kachim kalim, still Chazal Dino Leos can kachim because it has a din of a Chovas Achila. It's a veil of Dina Lemoshka applies.
So
I tied up with also another discussion in the Achronim. There are two types of kachim. There's kachim on Nechom LeKayinim and kachim Nechom LeBailim. It seems that Lemoshka only applies, according to some sheetus in the Gemara and Tzvachim, only to Nechom LeKayinim. And that would explain why Tosus likes the Yushalmi, that the whole reason of Nechal Al
Sovus. How did Rebbe answer that up for Rashi?
Yeah, so I suggested that according to Rashi, maybe you could say that even though technically the halacha of Lemoshka wouldn't apply insofar as it's only Nechal Lekoyim Ili Yisraelim and not it's not Nechal Lekoyim, but I said that since the Mechilta derives from Al Matzah Umrov Yachluhu, that Karban Pesach is different,
right?
And the Mechilta doesn't tell us exactly why it's different, but it says that there's a din of Nechal Asova. So what I wanted to suggest that according to Rashi and the Rashbam, what the Mechilta is doing is to Gili Milsa to put Karban Pesach back into Moshka Ligdu. Meaning, technically, since Achilas
right.
Israel and not Cohen.
Yeah, the Ketzer Mishnah quotes that also in the Rambam to say that it's Amasa Simron. What's exactly the drasha?
It's a very strange drasha. It says Al Matzah Rom Yachlu, and the assumption is that since the Torah used the word Al, it means that the Achilas of Pesach comes after the Matzah of the Mor.
Right.
So that's called Al Asov.
Right.
You have to know exactly why. But
yeah.
So anyway, the drush is very strange, but where Allah frek the shayla, why did the Mechilta need that drush, or why not Lemoshka? And the answer is, according to that school of thought, that Lemoshka Ligdu only applies to Kachim and Echom LeKohanim, that the Torah uplifted and upgraded the Achilas Kohanim, then the Meshar Se'elio, like the Ramban says in his Hakdama to Vayikra, they have to eat it like Malachim, like kings. That's the Meshar. But if it's eaten by Yisraelim, again, it might engender a Kima Mitzvah, but it doesn't require that Lemoshka. Comes along the Almatzis of Rav Yochlu, and it takes elevates the Achilas Pesach and puts it back into the original category.
Wow.
But the fascinating thing that we found is the Shelas HaChachav in the Manishtana of Mo'edus Vachukim Ha'elu, we found four Rishonim that say that that the Chacham was asking about the din of Al HaSova. Why is Pesach eaten Al HaSova? And some Rishonim because a lot of my shiur today was about why chagiga is eaten before the Karban Pesach, and we seem to forfeit the din
of the mashkal by chagiga.
Of chagiga.
Right.
So if you say because it's not nechal kohanim, that's fine. If you say because it's kachim kalim, that's fine. But the other way we
kachim kalim. Chagiga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's fine. Right, that's why there's no mishal mashkal. But I said as an alternative, we could suggest perhaps that chagiga is really tafel to the Karban Pesach. We're not talking about the Karban Chagiga that's a chiyuv on all three regalim.
Right.
We're talking about Chagigas Yedal, which is only brought Bershus, not Bechova, in order to facilitate the Alasova of the matzah.
Right.
If that be the case, then the whole purpose of eating the Chagiga is to set up the Alasova, the Kiyum of Alasova and matzah.
The Kiyum of Alasova and matzah?
I'm sorry, of Pesach. I meant to say
So
anyway, the Ben HaChacham is asking, so why do you eat the Chagiga first? I mean, after all, Chagiga is no less kosher than Karban
Pesach.
And it also should have the din of Lamashka. So the answer is that, wait a minute, that there's no din of Lamashka by Pesach, because you see that you don't apply that for whatever various reasons.
Right.
It's maybe it's only Yushabi, it's only the Rabbanon of Yishpreis. So why do you eat the Chagiga first? So the answer is Ein Machtir Al Achar Pesach Afikoman, that there's a separate din of the Karban Pesach that there has to be Tam Pesach Befir, and the way we set that up is by having the Chagiga before the Karban Pesach,
and that's what tips the scale to make sure that the Chagiga comes first.
But it's interesting that these Rishonim are learning that the answer to the Chacham is a Gili Milson, what his question was, because his question is very unclear.
Right.
The answer we can derive by working backwards from Eimach Tirnach and Pesach Afikom.
Wow. So that's actually, so I built it off the I built my sugya mostly off the Avi Ezri. He asks on he quotes a Mordechai. It's basically the same Shulchan Aruch. There's a Mordechai who says that there's a din that Karban Pesach, you know, is nachal suya to the Karban Chagiga. So Mordechai asks, then why doesn't Chagiga come afterwards? So he says the Talmud Shuras adds in Laitosis. That's what tips the scale. So he said Sarachin the Rambam. The Avi Ezri said Sarachin the Rambam, because Rambam just admits a Mufkar. He didn't say the Talmud Shuras adds in. So therefore we have both of those.
But wait, why does he ask that question on the Rambam? Why does he ask that question on Rashi and Rashbam? Because Rashi and Rashbam don't mention a word. They don't whisper a word about Shvir Zetzim.
Right. So I guess he was just doing that because
it's a Pirish on the Rambam. It's the same identical question.
So the Avi Ezri wanted to say, it's like, I'll show you the Lashon just for 1 second.
I just want to get back to this the Sfasemis for a minute. No, not the Sfasemis, the Beshe Chachma.
It's a hard lashon just to read.
Rashi Yerub is there. The Afshin Gam Bishar Kachim Yishdin Shi Akhlam Al Sovik Kibapasim. Omnom shiny shark kachim mi pasaf baker dina. The bishar kachim haachil alosovea ain ze mitnai kium mitzas achilas basar kachim el tnai bishas maisa achilas akachim. The tzarech lasas maisa achila bishas shuhu alosovea venimsa shi yispa mi basar akachim.
I have to read that 100 times.
I promise, Rabbi. I read it 100 times before.
It's almost like reading a Baruch Bear. He like repeats himself in the same words. He says it's not A, but it's A. You know?
It's not A, but it's
not the key really mitzvah achila, but it's the vice achila. Maybe he means vice achila without a Q.
So the way that I understood it.
Maybe means what we call chefta as opposed to chalakera. You know?
Right. So the way that I understood it is that he's not saying that in terms of the abstract kiyum hamitzvah, that the kiyum hamitzvah necessitates an achila.
Right.
It's to say that the gavra needs to be a certain type of person, that his maisa achila needs to be that it's eaten ala sova, that the korban it's a tie in the gavra.
Where do you see that in his words?
I think el tnai b'shas maisa achila sakachim, the tzarech lasos maisa achila b'shashu ala sova, and therefore v'nimta. It's almost like
I don't think he's talking about the gavra. lagabra. I think he's describing the mice.
Well, the mice are. Right.
But what I don't understand is what's the mice in contrast to the cube? I mean, the cube itself is how do you obtain this cube?
He's splitting the mice and the cube.
Yeah, but how do you achieve this cube if not through the mice achila? So we're back to square one. If there's no din of lamashcha in the cube, I mean, so why is there a din of lamashcha in the mice? I mean, so I don't know.
He's saying that.
Understand my point? He says, "Ein ze mitnai kiyum mitzvah, el tnai b'maisa mitzvah." You know, because of the kiyum mitzvah achilus baser, and the maisa mitzvah achilus baser. So that's
what I was learning is that.
Sarfas those maisa achilu b'shah shu'al asova. All right, let me think about it.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Thanks for showing it. Yeah, sure.
I have no idea what he means, but I just want to read this Mishnah Chochmah here. So he says, "Vani yadati ki lo yitein eschem melech Mitzrayim lahalach lo biad chazok apirush." This pasuk in Shmos Perek Gimel, "Da nefesh haYisraeli hamuchrach al yedei haka." When you force a Jew to do a mitzvah by beating him up. He says, "Nafsho misave el shlemus hamiti." His nefesh has a tremendous burning desire, a yearning, and a craving to reach perfection, true perfection. Al yidei kfir, and then we force him and sorry men and tavas achomer by beating him up. We remove the physicality and the material element of man's desires. Vanishar, what's left is the nefesh that wants nothing more than to enjoy the benefits of Kiyum Ritzono Yisbarach, to be Misavel Shlemus Hamiti, Moshikosav Arambam, Hilchas Gerish, and Perik Beis. Is Mimela, it comes out that we see in a very, very broad and a large number of sources that this Rambam is quoted to explain the halacha. There's the Tartmina that we started with. The Sfas Emes invokes this Rambam and his principle, the Meshech Chochm, of course. We saw it in the Yismach Moshe and the Ksav Sofer to answer up the Ramban's Kasha. And basically it's all one picture in which we say that the Jew is never really contaminated in his nefesh by sin. It's only a pollution and a lichluch on the outside and the malbushim on the externality, on the chitonius. His pnim is always kodesh v'tar, and this really is the essence of man's potential to do tshuva. The reason why a Jew can do tshuva is because sin doesn't penetrate into his essence. Essentially, he's a good person. He's a tar. He has the rotzen to fulfill Hashem's will. He rotzen v'bizocha. As we enter into the close zone of Pesach, that we should be able to be in tune with our true desires, our nefesh desires, our ratzon hapnimi, to do the ratzon Hashem, to reach shleimus, and to have a taiva to reach shleimus. And that's my bracha to all of us.